Good morning, welcome to the English program. It's Tuesday, 24th of April. Wow, can't believe it. Already I can hear you shout. Well, this program, celebrating the Beatles, we are basically a radio broadcaster, and we do not feature on these little podcasts any Beatles music, okay? Just to make that clear, we are a Podsafe supporter, so any music you hear on this program will be pod safe, which basically means no Beatles music. You could sort of describe us here on the program as Beatle geeks, Beatle nerds. We like to talk about the Beatles. In fact, on this program, mostly all you'll ever get is us talking about the Beatles. No music, nothing, concerning regarding copyright and all that. So you can rest assured. However, that said, we do talk and talk a lot about the Fab Four, which, if you don't like too much talking, may become annoying after a while. You are free to press stop anytime you want. You are, you know, yes. You don't have to keep on listening. This program's available on the Audio Boo. Yes, audioboo.fm/English radio. That's the place to go, folks. Listen to all of our podcasts. You can send a tweet if you want on this modern techno kit thing called Twitter, twitter.com/English radio. You can follow us, you can invite us to follow you, you can leave a comment, you can retweet. It's amazing. It's like a technology thing. It's amazing. I can't describe it. But let's get on with the show. The aim of our broadcasts is to show our support to the greatest band in the world. Of course. Now, this is sort of in our hearts, this knowledge, but it's actually backed up by science, because I've got here, which I wish to share with you, a list of the best-selling musical artists of all time. Yes, it's broken down. This is public domain info, folks. Broken down into artists who have sold 300 million sort of things, records, or more. And basically, I have a list of the top-selling artists of all time, which includes, obviously, the Beatles at the top, Elvis, Madonna, Michael Jackson, Elton John, Led Zeppelin, and Queen. Yes. So there we go. At the very top of this category is the Beatles. Yes, folks. Now, sort of things come out all the time, don't they? And they say, oh, such and such an artist has just broken a record and it was previously held by the Beatles. And that is true. Lots and lots of records were held by the Beatles for various things. And obviously, as the Beatles are no longer sort of, able to continue to compete, some things, certain accolades, if you like, they will lose. But the reality is that they are, they have been, they always will be the greatest band ever. It's just a fact. We can't dispute that, folks. So if you have any sort of academic theories on this, love to hear from you. As I say, this program is nothing if not thoughtful, nothing if not academic, and nothing if not sometimes, maybe, over the top. We go a bit too far in our appreciation and love of the Beatles. But then again, I say to myself, is it possible to love the Beatles too much? I say, nay.